Appreciate you all taking time out of your day to be here today, and it's a special day for me. I felt right at home. I've been familiar with Garden City Community College for numerous years. I know you have a wonderful tradition. I'm honored to be here. It's a pleasure to be here. Your president has got such tremendous charisma and personality that when we first talked, I just felt, man, this is a special place. And as I came down for my interview and I had a chance to go to a football game, which we beat Cisco, and met a lot of people, it just felt like home. And, you know, my background, I'm a farm boy of rural Indiana. Went to college and got a basketball scholarship and played for Dennis Perryman for a year and worked for Coach Perryman. But that's where my roots are from. The community college that I went to was probably one of the best things that ever happened to me. And I'm a big, firm believer in community colleges, and this is a special place. And I know there's great tradition here in the athletic department. I've met a lot of the coaches. They're wonderful people. I happen to be an ex-NCAA Division I basketball coach. I coached for 22 years. And not only do I enjoy people and being around people and get to know people, but I have a special fondness in my heart for coaches because I know what they go through. I know the highs and the lows of the coaching business, and been there, done that. I have two children, Ryan, R-Y-A-N. Ryan played NCAA Division I basketball at Southern Methodist University for Matt Doherty. I know we're in K-State country for the most part, but Matt was an assistant at Kansas for Roy Williams, and he played 4 years there. He's the captain of the team. Very proud of Ryan. And he lives in Irvine, California now. And is employed out there. My daughter Ellie, E-L-L-I-E, was an all-state volleyball player, 5A, was at Central Florida last year. They were 43-7, seventh in the nation. I wish he would have ended up here for playing for Coach Lutz because he's doing a tremendous job. And she transferred to another junior college in Dallas, Texas. So that's where she's at now, Brookhaven. So that's a little bit about my background. I do a lot of fundraising. I coached for 22 years, and then I got out of coaching and got into becoming a development officer. And as I was, as the president and I were visiting, I was kind of a jack of all trades at Hardin-Simmons University, and I had great mentors, a gentleman named Wayne Roy that kind of took me under his wing, and we had the largest capital campaign. The most money raised in a capital campaign in the history of the university, $48 million. We did everything from endowments to planned giving to athletic facility development, all those different areas. And then at UT Arlington, I was fortunate enough to be hired by a guy named Pete Carlin, C-A-R-L-O-N. Pete was the athletic director there, unfortunately got reassigned after about 6 months. Had been there for 16 years, a man of really integrity, knew how to treat people right, how to treat coaches right, and I learned a lot from him. And I learned a lot from Dennis Perryman, just playing for him and working under him as far as being proactive and getting things done.